Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. It's March Madness, weekend number one summary, as coaching still matters. The opening weekend of the men's March Madness concluded late Sunday night. The women's first two games of their tournament are ending today on Monday with eight games being played. And as widely expected, the top 16 teams in the women's bracket have pretty much remained intact all the way through Sunday evening. But not so in the men's division after the second round. Down went number one EC. And defending champion of the men's bracket, Florida. The Gators were chomped by number 9 seed Iowa 73-72 on Sunday afternoon in round number 2. The Iowa Hawkeyes, now 23-12, had lost four of their last five games coming into the NCAA tournament. Iowa also finished in ninth place in the Big Ten Conference this season with a mediocre 10-10 conference record. And obviously, something has now clicked for the Hawkeyes. It could be their new basketball coach who brought a long track record of success into Iowa City. Ben McCollum is not exactly a household name among the men's basketball coaches yet. The 44-year-old head coach at Iowa had won four national titles at the NCAA's Division II level over his 15 years at Northwest Missouri State University in rural Maryville, Missouri. That success translated into a job offer for McCollum at Drake University in Des Moines last season. And the coach took the Division I Bulldogs all the way into the second round of the NCAA March Madness tournament last year, finishing with an amazing 31-4 season record. And then afterwards, the state's largest public university in Ben McCollum's birthplace of Iowa City made him an offer that he could not refuse. The Iowa Hawkeyes fired Fran McCaffrey as their coach in March 2025 after 15 seasons at school. Though McCaffrey's teams had made the NCAA tournament field on seven different occasions, the Hawkeyes never advanced beyond the second round. Until this year, under their new head coach, Ben McCollum. Iowa defeated defending national champion Florida 73-72 on a three-point shot with less than 5 seconds to play. The gritty Hawkeyes are advancing to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1999, and they're going to face another Big Ten upstart in the University of Nebraska. And speaking of, Cornhuskers head coach Fred Hoiberg had the loudest fans of all this weekend. Oklahoma City is 435 miles south of Lincoln, Nebraska. But over the weekend, you would have never guessed that the arena was not transported from Oklahoma up to Nebraska. OKC's basketball arena has just hosted the first two rounds of the South region. And if you watched either of the game played and won by Nebraska this weekend, that 18,000-seat coliseum sounded much like their games were being played in a major Nebraska city. Nebraska is now 26-8, and it won its first ever NCAA men's basketball game on Thursday with a convincing 76-47 win over Sunbelt champion Troy. Let me repeat that. That's the first time that Nebraska has ever won an NCAA men's basketball game in the tournament. Big Red Cornhusker basketball fans then returned in even bigger numbers on Saturday with a second-round matchup against SEC tournament runner-up Vanderbilt. In what was one of the most dramatic games of this year's very exciting NCAA tournament, Nebraska's loud and proud fans pushed Big Red to take a two-point lead on a basket with just 2.2 seconds remaining. But then, Vanderbilt's talented freshman guard Tyler Tanner lofted up a desperation half-court shot, which could have won the game at the buzzer. The ball was online the entire way, hit the backboard, bounded inside of the rim, and somehow bounced back out again. Nebraska survived 74-72 and advanced into the Sweet 16 round this week in Houston against fellow Big Ten rival Iowa. Cornhuskers coach Fred Hoiberg and Iowa's men's coach Ben McCollum have something unique in common, other than they play together in the Big Ten Conference. These two very successful basketball coaches were finance majors in college. How often do you hear about that? Well, today's NIL-driven college sports teams require coaches who can manage a payroll, as well as they can teach a pick and roll. But this weekend's games may also end the coaching careers for a few other top basketball coaches. University of Kansas basketball coach Bill Self is 63 years old. He accepted the Jayhawks job 23 years ago at the age of 40, and Self has won two national championships while at Kansas back in 2008 and 2022. His Jayhawks have participated in the NCAA March Madness postseason tournament in every one of his 23 years at the school. Coach Self's Kansas Jayhawks, though, were bounced out of the NCAA tournament on Sunday by a very spunky and quirky St. John's team, 67-65, and KU finished their season at 24 wins and 11 losses. But Bill Self's Jayhawks simply failed to launch this season. They invested, quite literally, much of the team's capital into signing a prima donna five-star basketball recruit by the name of Darren Peterson. Coach Self already knew that Peterson was going to be another one-and-done freshman player looking to impress the NBA scouts with his resume during this June's annual college draft. Peterson did play well at times and will no doubt become a high draft selection in the "we rarely play defense" level of the NBA. He seems perfect for that role. But Darren Peterson took his talents to Kansas, and much like the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz, Peterson did not seem to play with very much of a heart on the basketball court. He appeared to be disinterested much of the time, but the ball was not in his hands. Peterson's inability to fit in with this year's Kansas team, though, was Coach Bill Self's fault. He erred in signing Peterson, and anyone who watched the games over the weekend saw several other talented freshmen who shined brighter during March Madness already this past week. Stay or go, Coach Bill Self is the winningest coach in Kansas Jayhawks basketball history. His 633 wins in Lawrence, plus two national titles at Kansas, make him a sure bet for the Basketball Hall of Fame. And Coach Self developed some heart issues of his own 4 years ago. He isn't sure whether he wants to return next year. But this season's heart failure of five-star freshman dud Darren Peterson may have convinced the Kansas basketball coach that retirement is not such a bad idea after all. Let's move east, as former North Carolina basketball great and current coach Hubert Davis could be toast soon. Another major college coach on the hot seat right now is Hubert Davis at the University of North Carolina. The current Tar Heels basketball coach was a star guard for the school back in 1988 to 1992. Hubert Davis became a first-round NBA draft pick and played 14 years in the NBA. Hubert Davis was also the hand-picked successor to Carolina's longtime basketball coach, Roy Williams. However, Davis has now just finished his fifth season in Chapel Hill with a big thud after a first-round loss to nearby Virginia Commonwealth. VCU was a number 11 seed, and they beat number 6 North Carolina 72-78 in overtime as the Rams rallied from 19 points down in the second half just to force the extra period. Like it or not, the record of Coach Hubert Davis continues to be compared against former coaches like Dean Smith and Roy Williams. And North Carolina, much like the University of Kansas, is expected by its fans to compete for national titles almost every year. Recent teams at UNC have not been as competitive as Tar Heel Nation would like for them to be. Hubert Davis is now 55. He was a longtime assistant under his predecessor, Roy Williams. He's considered family at North Carolina. With a contract buyout of more than $5 million, Carolina's very well healed, you get it? Healed? Benefactors can easily afford to write a big check and get rid of Coach Davis. Don't be surprised if this should happen quickly in order to find a talented successor. And finally, Kentucky basketball coach Mark Pope could be looking for a new job soon. Like Hubert Davis at North Carolina, Kentucky basketball coach Mark Pope was a very popular player in Lexington prior to becoming the team's latest head coach. The 53-year-old Mark Pope was the captain of Kentucky's 1996 national championship team. Expectations were sky high when Mark Pope was hired 2 years ago. Pope, who bleeds big blue blood, was welcomed into this new job at Rupp Arena with a standing room only crowd of exuberant fans desiring a quick turnaround of Kentucky's basketball fortunes. Mark Pope took the job after building a successful program at Brigham Young. He was hired by his alma mater to follow a coaching legend, though. Over his 15 years in Lexington, former coach John Calipari's teams in Kentucky won nearly 80% of their games. However, the expectations, like at Kansas and North Carolina, are to compete for a national title almost every year. Calipari won just one NCAA championship during his 15 years at Kentucky. He was released in 2024 after three straight seasons of failing to advance into the second weekend of March Madness. Coach John Calipari quickly was hired, though, by the University of Arkansas. And for the second straight season, it's going to be the Arkansas Razorbacks who are participating in the NCAA's second week. Arkansas will travel to San Jose this week to face top West Region seed Arizona on Thursday night at 8:45 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Meanwhile, Kentucky's current basketball coach, Mark Pope, is going to be at home watching that game on TV just like the rest of us. This year's Big Blue was 22-14 and very fortunate to have been given a number 6 regional seed. Speaking of lucky, the Wildcats were quite fortunate to have prevailed 89-84 in their overtime win against number 11 Santa Clara in the opening round. It took a miraculous half-court shot at the buzzer by guard Otega Owey to even get Kentucky into overtime in that game. Then the second round opponent was number 2 Midwest seed Iowa State. The Cyclones quite literally extinguished Big Blue 82-63 for Kentucky's largest NCAA playoff loss since the year 1972. Ouch! Kentucky's basketball coach Mark Pope has just completed year number 2 in Lexington. But some of those same fans who filled up Rupp Arena 2 years ago to welcome him back to town may be planning to put up a for sale sign on the front lawn of his house soon. I'm Swamp Swami.
See you later, Wanagator!